From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the second year in a row, fewer Americans died of cancer. And the American Cancer Society says the trend seems to be accelerating. Just ahead, we'll speak with an oncologist about the latest treatments in cancer care. First, NPR's Richard Knox reports cancer experts say the trick will be to maintain this hopeful trend.
On the face of it, the numbers look underwhelming. The Cancer Society says that cancer deaths went down by about 3,000 people between 2003 and 2004, the latest figures available. Considering that cancer kills more than 550,000 Americans each year, that's just a drop in the bucket. But Dr. Michael Toon, who keeps track of these numbers for the Cancer Society, says until lately the absolute number of cancer deaths hadn't gone down for 70 years. And the new numbers are not the only evidence of an encouraging trend.
This is definitely real. There really isn't any controversy about whether death rates from cancer are falling. They've been falling every year since 1991.
That's death rates, the number of people out of every 100,000 Americans who die of cancer. Experts consider this a more reliable barometer than total numbers of deaths. Still, Toon acknowledges that the decline in absolute numbers probably means more to most people.
People understand numbers of deaths intuitively easier than understanding the abstraction of a death rate. And so it does have symbolic importance and it makes it very real.
But will it last? Maybe not. The Cancer Society itself predicts 6,000 more cancer deaths this year than in 2004.
As the baby boomers reach their 60s and 70s and 80s, the ages when cancer becomes common, we're going to have to substantially increase the rate of decline in the cancer death rates in order to overcome that.
Since cancer is such a stubborn disease, that's a tall order. But Dr. Tim Byers of the University of Colorado thinks it's possible. He points to progress already made over the past 17 years.
I don't think there's any reason to believe that death rates from cancer in the United States will ever be as high as they were in 1990.
Byers says there's plenty of reason to be hopeful.
I think we can expect continued declines into the future because we know what the reasons are for the declining death rates from cancer.
Fewer people are smoking. Some cancers, including some big ones such as breast cancer, are yielding to better treatments. And especially, we're doing a better job in detecting cancers early and even in preventing them. Take colon cancer. Death rates have actually been falling for decades. Nobody knows quite why. But there's no question that more people over age 50 are getting screened for cancerous and even precancerous changes in the colon. Experts say that's the reason why colon cancer accounts for 3/4 of the drop in cancer deaths, according to the new statistics. But Dr. Bernard Levine of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston says there's a lot of untapped potential for future gains in just this one cancer type.
We now know that perhaps not even 1/2 of the population who should be screened is actually screened. If it were more widely implemented, I think we could drive down the number of colorectal cancer cases and subsequent deaths, possibly by as much as 50%.
But for now, the reasons for self-congratulation are limited. Cancer still kills more Americans under 85 than any other disease. Still, after so many years of discouraging cancer news, Byers thinks it's a good time to take stock.
It's sort of a moment for us to reflect on how far we've come. And despite the fact that the population continues to increase in size, and despite the fact that the population continues to age, we've come so far now that the death rates have come down so low that we're actually seeing absolute numbers of people dying less from cancer.
It may not be surprising to the experts, but Byers says it's certainly gratifying. Richard Knox, NPR News.